This is your morning crunch wrap for Tuesday, February 26, 2019. I'm your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. There are headlines all over the place. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, etc., etc. Michael Cohen to testify that Trump engaged in criminal conduct while in office. The president's ex-lawyer will tell House committee that he witnessed Trump's lies, racism, and cheating role in hush payments. That's according to a person familiar with his plans. Now, this is going to happen for the first time. He will publicly accuse the president of criminal conduct while in office related to a hush money payment to a porn star. Appearing Wednesday before the House Oversight Committee, Mr. Cohen will also make public some of Mr. Trump's private financial statements and allege that Mr. Trump at times inflated or deflated his net worth for business and personal purposes, including avoiding paying property taxes. The financial statements were developed by Mr. Trump's accountant, the person reported. The Wall Street Journal has not seen any of those statements at this point. Mr. Cohen's testimony is expected to focus on his behind-the-scenes accounts of working for Mr. Trump for over a decade, a period during which Mr. Cohen will say he witnessed lies, racism, and cheating by Mr. Trump. Mr. Cohen is expected to recount racist remarks Mr. Trump allegedly made to him, including instances in which Mr. Trump allegedly questioned the intelligence of African Americans and criticized their lifestyle choices. The planned testimony comes 13 months after the Wall Street Journal first reported that Mr. Cohen paid $130,000 in October 2016 to former adult film star Stephanie Clifford, known as Stormy Daniels, to buy her silence after she alleged having an encounter with Mr. Trump. In the wake of the Journal's revelations, federal prosecutors investigated Mr. Cohen's activities, raided his home, hotel room, and office, and began probing the business practices of the Trump Organization, including whether it committed campaign finance violations. The Trump Organization investigation, spearheaded by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan, is continuing. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Now, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, calling Mr. Cohen a, quote, disgraced felon, end quote, and noted that he had previously pleaded guilty for lying to Congress and making other false statements. She added, sadly, he will go before Congress this week and we can expect more of the same. It's laughable that anyone would take a convicted liar like Cohen at his word, and pathetic to see him given yet another opportunity to spread his lies. A spokesman for the Trump Organization didn't respond to a request for comment. Mr. Cohen has agreed to testify before the committee at the behest of its Democratic chair, Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings, after postponing his scheduled hearing last month, citing public statements by Mr. Trump that he saw as threats toward members of his family. Back in August, Mr. Cohen implicated the president in two federal crimes when he told prosecutors Mr. Trump directed hush money payments during the 2016 campaign to Ms. Clifford and to former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who also alleged she had an affair with Mr. Trump. A person familiar with Mr. Cohen's anticipated testimony said Mr. Cohen would provide evidence of criminal conduct since Mr. Trump became president, but other than saying it involved the Clifford payment, wouldn't offer more specifics before the Wednesday hearing. Today is Tuesday. Michael Cohen is testifying to a closed committee. He will also be testifying on Thursday to a closed committee. Wednesday is the only public appearance that we're seeing in this whole thing. So a lot to break down here. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, so this is a really... It feels like we've already heard this because of everything that has sort of played out. But this is different because it's going to be in front of Congress with cameras rolling. Now, Michael Cohen served as Donald Trump's personal lawyer for over a decade, had said he would take a bullet for Donald Trump at one point, and he was the guy who handled all of Donald Trump's things. Like, I need you to handle this. Okay, it's handled. So he has a ton of knowledge about things that no one else has. The other thing, and this is pointed out, this is what Republicans and people who really support Donald Trump, above all else, will point to, is that Mr. Cohen has pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. So there is a bit of a cloud over any testimony that he gives, unless he's got evidence to corroborate what he is saying. then there's always going to be that doubt. Is he making this up? Is he doing it to decrease his own criminal liability in things that are going on? Because he's going to jail for crimes. So is this something he's doing just to reduce the amount of time he's going to have to spend in jail? People will make the case that, yes, he's lying, and he's only lying to save his own butt. The really weird thing, though, is what if he's lying because he's covering something up? What he's covering up is, by extension, something that Donald Trump did or directed him to do or implied, hey, I want you to do that. It's all going to be a very interesting, not since Watergate have we seen anything quite like this. Not even the Iran-Contra hearings in the 80s sort of rise to this. Not even Clinton's impeachment hearings, which were very weird and uncomfortable to watch. This is going to be a very telling week. The president is in Vietnam as I'm recording this, getting ready to meet with Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. So he's out of the country. Interesting time for the testimony. So any reaction is going to be a bit delayed. It's a very weird situation. All I would say about this is pay attention. Don't be swayed one way or another by analysts. No matter who you normally watch, if you're a Fox News person, if you're an MSNBC person, don't get too swayed on the analyst, the opinion person that gets brought in. Watch as much of the testimony as you can for yourself, not just little clips of it, as much as you can for yourself, and take it in and really be present, because this is kind of a moment in history. This is something that is going to be looked back upon in history books 20 years from now, 30 years from now. So be present, know as much as you can firsthand, and don't get swayed by your favorite commentator on either side. Not even this one. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future and your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? Some useful information.